Americans missing in Mexico. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Families of four U.S. citizens shot at and kidnapped in Mexico Friday say they were all friends from South Carolina. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are closely following the assault and kidnapping of four U.S. citizens in Matamoros, Mexico. These sorts of attacks are unacceptable.
The FBI says the four crossed into Mexico in a minivan and were fired on by armed men believed to be cartel members and then taken away in a different vehicle. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas.
It's not safe any longer, and kidnappings are fairly frequent, and the kidnappers will keep you until the ATM machine till past midnight so you can make two separate day withdrawals to pay the ransom.
Family members say one of the four went to Mexico to get a tummy tuck. Ohio's lieutenant governor speaks out following the second Norfolk Southern Rail derailment in his state in 2 months.
Ohio Lieutenant Governor John Husted says U.S. train derailments are all too common.
Unfortunately, there are over three train derailments a day in America on average, over 1,000 a year. The railroad companies clearly are not investing enough in safety.
Telling Fox's Neil Cavuto, the federal government must hold railways accountable. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Norfolk Southern says it plans to add more heat sensors to its tracks to better detect problems like the one that caused the toxic train derailment in East Palestine. President Biden tells firefighters and their union that they should not pay higher taxes than billionaires.
Throughout my career, I've tried to be there for you all because you've been with me my whole career.
Biden speaking to the International Association of Firefighters in Washington, D.C. Monday as he renews his call to tax the rich. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than 20 people from around the country face domestic terrorism charges after dozens in black masks attacked the site of a planned police training center near Atlanta.
At least 35 people have now been detained in connection to violent demonstrations this weekend in Atlanta, where some set fires inside the construction site of a new police training facility. This is the place where weeks ago a trespasser who fired on police was killed during the shootout. Law enforcement insisted the charged instigators were not local, all except two residing outside Georgia, including as far away as New York or Massachusetts, with one person listed as a French national. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Netflix greenlights a documentary on a pop star convicted of crimes against children.
A documentary on the global hunt for pop star and convicted pedophile Gary Glitter is in the works of Netflix. Glitter is one of the most notorious figures in British pop history. His real name is Paul Francis Gadd, and he rose to fame in the glitter rock era of the 70s and 80s with a song titled Rock and Roll Part 2. In 2006, Glitter was convicted of child sexual abuse and a series of offenses, including attempted rape in 2015. The former pop star was recently released after serving half of the time. The three-part doc has exclusive access to the journalist who pursued Glitter across the world over several years in order to bring him to justice. The series will cover his life story and later conviction. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And police in New York say a second person has died as a result of injuries suffered during a stampede at a rap concert in Rochester Saturday. Earlier, 33-year-old Rondisha Belton died after being injured during a crowd surge as concertgoers left a show headlined by Grammy-nominated artist Glorilla. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.